Blog Talk Radio.
And today has been pretty manic, no fooling. It is a week before the great American eclipse, which is why MG will be away. There will be a repeat broadcast next Monday at 8, just so you know. And if you didn't hear it before, it's new. By that I mean, if you haven't heard it, it's new to you. So no fooling, we're talking about finance. We're talking about dollar, dollar, dollar. Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree, which is no longer a $1.25. 2-liter bottle of, actually it isn't even 2 liters, it's like a 1.25-liter bottle of Diet Pepsi is now $1.75. Plus tax, plus CRV. So it's $2 for 1.25 liters. So maybe this is the time to rethink your choices. Money Girl certainly has quite a bit to think about. Now, it's also the first, so for all of those who are superstitious, rabbit, rabbit, hair, hair. Now that we've gotten that out of the way. Also, there are people who believe particularly, this is why we're talking about finance today, right? Brought to you by MSFPWorldMusic.com, baby! So we're talking about this on the finance because there are some people that say you should meet the new month with open hands. Well, this particular person meant that you should make a donation, that you should give to something that you find important, worthwhile, and valuable. Now, we have talked about this before. This means you all need to do your, I should get in practice for next week, that all y'all, which is anyone over two or more people, need to, all y'all, need to do your research. You need to go and find out whether the organization you choose to give your money to has a high overhead budget. By that, I mean that the money you give to them actually will go to the whatever funded, whatever cause it is they're supposed to be supporting. That it does not go to salaries. It does not go to facilities. It does not go to any other thing, but that essentially this organization is a what's called a throughput. It means that the it goes through the organization and to that cause. That this particular third party does not take most of that for itself. There are some entities that absolutely will take a hunk of what you give and then only take only a small percentage goes through to the final recipient. So you need to do your research. How do you do your research? Well, let's see. You can look at if they have a 990 filing. You can look and see. There are some websites that will tell you what percentage of their, they can't exactly call it income, but their collections goes actually through to the actual person to whom you were donating. If you were thinking of like a GoFundMe, 90% of that, I would say go do your research, but there's a percentage that is actually kept to fund that particular platform. So after a, and there is a, what we call a floor, which means that there is a minimum that must be raised. And then out of that, if that goal is met, then all of, and sometimes people have to pay these fees regardless. So think about this. Then there are fees that need to be taken care of. And then the remainder of that, okay, the remainder of that then goes to the intended recipient. So basically, it's like a lot of social media. It all depends on the likes, the friends, the followers, all of that. But the whole point is to be generous, to have your hands open so that your hands are, if your hands are open, then they are available to receive. Now, what receiving looks like, being the beneficiary of, is not necessarily financial. Sometimes being a beneficiary of a kind act, such as someone offering their seat to you on the bus, all of these small little acts of kindness, which, by the way, we should be treating each other to every day. It costs you nothing to smile at someone and lift their spirits. Okay? That's free. And it is how we should be treating each other anyway. Why? Because a smile not only lifts you, it creates endorphins that make you happy in your brain. It helps lift the other person as well. Helps them have happy hormones in their brain. And you do not know. You've heard of the ripple effect? You do not know that a simple smile to someone may build on something else and become bigger and become wider. Like the ripples in a pond. You take a tiny pebble, you drop it into a still pond. And it's these, you see these circles and they're very tight and very small. But as they move out, they get wider and they get larger. So that is what we're talking about. You do not know what other things may come, may flow from that. Now, I talked about financial advice. Okay, it is, so I'm saying opening yourself up to being able to receive good things in your life. Does that mean you will always have good things in your life? Does that mean life is going to be a pretty smooth path, paved with, and you have your sparkly unicorn escorts and the rainbows and gold coins raining down on you? Well, that actually sounds painful. But prosperity looks different. First off, prospering looks different to everybody. I know some people for whom prosperity is being able to stay home and take care of a house, a yard, being able to give their time and volunteering to their community. By the way, that is also volunteering with your community, is meeting opportunity with open hands. Why? Because you are giving. People who volunteer give the most precious time, the most precious thing. Every single one of us have the same 24 hours. The people who volunteer take a portion of that same 24 hours and use that time to make something around them better. Which is why I said a 5 seconds, you know, a second smile out of your entire day to someone to lift them. And you don't even know that it's going to lift them. You know, you just simply, you know, it's a rainy, crummy day, right? We've had thunder, we've had lightning. But your smile has the ability to lift someone. Okay. And I'm talking about this because MSFPWorldMusic.com and their foundation, the Splendificus Foundation, are all about community mental health. So as you go around with your hands open to give to your community, to give something as simple as a smile. It doesn't have to be big. That's what I'm telling you. What you do does not have to be big. It could be as simple as opening a door, holding a door open for someone when they have their hands full of packages. It could be simply giving someone a smile. All of those things help build the community, help lift people. It brings on the happy endorphins, right, that help lift your mood, that help chase away the heavy, the sadness, these feelings that are difficult. Some people use the term big feelings. Well, they are big feelings. Feelings of being overwhelmed, feelings of being overstressed, feelings of being incompetent, of being an imposter. All of those things. are part and parcel of mental health. Just like a smile can be infectious, so can, excuse me, so can being unhappy, being grumpy. I mean, if you look at someone and you frown at someone and go, bah, humbug, like a la Scrooge, yeah, that's infectious too. It's like, why are you trying to rain on my parade and make me unhappy? Well, first off, no one can make you unhappy. Being unhappy is a choice. Much like being happy is a choice. Money girl, how is being unhappy a choice? It is a choice if you choose to let someone's bad mood trip you up. Okay? So what does that have to do with finances? Happy people make better decisions than people who are sad, who are depressed. I mean, I got terrible financial news. Someone told me that my credit is awful, that it's mediocre at best. Well, Money Girl already knew that, which is why Money Girl says, what I tell you is the realness. So, you know, this is all how it comes down. Okay, so we have about 10 minutes left. I really need to talk about finance. I wanted to give a shout out in a couple days. It is Matt Frankel's celebration of his natal day. By that, I mean birthday. Generally, he wants to try and do some kind of big birthday bash. And make some kind of big announcement on his birthday. I have no idea what it's going to be this year. I think I'll end up being surprised. But I did want to take a moment and acknowledge him, because it is through his company, MSFPWorldMusic.com, baby, that this platform comes to you. That this is why Mondays are manic on Blog Talk Radio, because Money Girl has this as her platform. Okay. So we've talked about a little bit about prosperity, a little bit about using what you have, and it doesn't have to be a big thing. No one's asking you to save the world. That is not, no one here I know wears spandex tights and a cape. Okay? It is not your job. It is not my job to save the world. But it is our job to make where we live better, even if it's one smile at a time. All of those things go to the mental health of the community. It goes to your personal mental health. Remember, people who smile, remember I said those endorphins? Those are the little hormones that cook in your brain and say, yes, you're happy. You're happy. You're feeling good. All of those things. Because, like I said, happy people are making better decisions. If you are sad, if you are depressed, if you are looking for some magical solution to come down and someone to walk up and go, oh, I see you're sad. Here's $1,500 to make you happy. First off, the money will never be enough because you will find something else to do with, or you'll feel that someone else needs to have more of what you think you should have. It just, Do you want me to say, well, that's the way things work in my life? I'm saying this, and write this down. Times don't last. Bad times don't last. So am I saying someone coming up to you and handing you money and this random check is a bad time? No, it's not. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is you need to be aware that these things are temporary, that you need to look for the next thing. You need to, I'm not going to tell you to be positive, because when people tell me, oh, you need to turn that frown upside down, all I wanted to do was punch them. Realistically, there are other ways to be far more emotionally resilient than resorting to violence. Now, violence can be verbal. It can be physical. It can be emotional. MG discovered something that shook her to her core and called into question relationships with those around her. Particularly someone with whom she thought she was close. After the initial shock, MG has realized that there is a deeper reason behind it. And Money Girl had a choice. Could run around being offended, upset, and hurt. And just like, well, I'm just going to spend on frivolous things to punish that particular person. Well, let's see. Can we break that down as to how silly that sounds? I am going to pound down 5 cheeseburgers so I can feel better and so that they will choke. First off, that's going to put, in the case of Money Girl, sodium's going to go through the roof. Blood pressure is going to be up. That's going to put stress on the already weakened arteries and veins in Money Girl's head. And since Money Girl knows pretty much what's going to kill her eventually, not today, not any time in the next time horizon, okay, but to put those particular processes in one's body under that much stress would just, it's not going to end well. It really, and your body tends to not get rid of stress. Or your body tends not to get rid of stress. Unless, get this, if you are serving in your community, if you're doing other things to help lift others, then your body does not hold on to that stress. That is because you are looking out, you're looking to lift other people. That stress flows away. It is an amazing thing. So, as I said, you have your hands open. Prosperity. Prosperity could be finding a nickel. Prosperity could be, just all kinds of, it looks different for different people. That's the biggest key. Meet the month with open hands. That's prosperity. I was trying to get stats on here, but to talk about being being the head of a small foundation, which the Splendificus is a privately funded foundation, and talk more about what that looks like, to talk about being more of an entrepreneur. No fooling. I want you to remember the important things Money Girl has to say. First off, you need to pay yourself. When you're setting up your budget, you need to put a little bit aside, whether it's in an set of envelopes, whether it's in a savings account that's hard to touch, however you're going to do that. And we've talked about what that looks like. First off, pay yourself first. Start your month with open hands. And even if that means, if you give your time has value. We all have the same 24 hours. And no one is guaranteed tomorrow, by the way. Particularly if you have to face death on a dark bus stop. So, if Money Girl is making a couple pauses, it's so you know that I'm being real with you. I'm taking a brief second to make sure that my thoughts are collected and clear, to provide you with additional clarity with respect to prosperity, paying yourself first, give of yourself, lift others, look up, care for one another. And I don't mean you need to go run around like Florence Nightingale and give away all your possessions and live with your false teeth and your loincloth. I'm not saying any of that, but I am saying look for places where you can, a smile makes a difference, right? Just look for places where you can do the small things that will help, because as the small things add up, they become big things, and that helps us move towards something better and brighter. So for this, I want to say I will see you in 2 weeks, no fooling, on the 15th. Taxing! Oh, no! Until then, I want to say, this is Money Girl. I'll catch you on the flip side.